I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know it's every day. Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport. You know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL to college games. They always bringing the knowledge. Nobody ever could try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth. Only me talking the truth. Ay. You know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Ay.
Welcome. Here we go. Taz and the Moose across CBS Sports Radio. Hello to all our great affiliates all over the great country of the United States. And you can also find us. CBS Sports Radio has a beautiful channel. Rocking and rolling right on Sirius 213, XM 201, and on the Sirius XM app, which is channel 961. Or it's a very simple process if you'd like to call the show.
Attention, hotline fans.
That's at 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. And if you notice, usually Mark Belusis, the Moose, starts the show here, starts our program off every single day, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. It's yours truly, Taz, doing that. And I have AB sitting here, Andrew Bogus. AB, what's up, buddy?
Taz, it's good to see you.
Yes, sir. We come to you with a heavy heart. Unfortunately, Mark Belusis' mom had left us yesterday. She passed, and she's been sick. She's in a better place now, and we have a heavy heart for our partner, our brother, Mark Belusis. So, you know, it's love having AB here. Obviously, it's just very sad. And I'm sure Moose will be back soon here this week, possibly. You know, obviously, he has to take care of his family obligations and real life stuff here. We have fun out here, talking sports, and Moose and I always bust each other's chops, and we kind of sometimes we argue too. AB,
I've never heard that,
but I love him, and I feel horrible for him, and it's very sad. So I don't want to bring people down, but just gotta let people know. I mean, the situation. So
right where Mark is, and obviously. To have him keep him and his family and his little boys in your thoughts as they go through a hard time.
It's very difficult. So, that's the situation. But like Moose would want, onward and upward, show must go on. It's show biz, and Moose would want that, and he understands that. So, and that situation. So we're going to have a lot of fun here. We got a great guest coming in studio later, Vin Parisi, college basketball analyst, Fox Sports, SMY Sports. You know Vin, correct?
I do know Vin, and I also remember that Vin stood up Mike last week, so I think Vin's got to come in here and apologize to Mikey B for a last-second call-out a week ago.
So Vin Parisi in studio, maybe a physical confrontation with Mike.
I'd lose.
You would definitely lose. I wasn't necessarily pushing for physical confrontation, even though Mike could use losing one of those.
I wouldn't mind seeing him get slapped around a little bit, to be honest with you.
But I think, I was wondering, Vin, in studio for two segments, if that was a make-good. I was like, hey, last week I called out, last moment left you in the lurch. You had to go down the Rothstein alley to get a college basketball guest, so maybe I'll come in and bring some bagels and hang out for 2 seconds.
And Rothstein came in, to his credit, so I love John, you know that. I mean, Rothstein came in.
He's just here.
Last second Jones. Well, on the phone he was. Last second Jones. Right, Mike? I mean,
last second.
That was last second. So that's the deal. So we'll have Vin Parisi in studio. Looking forward to him beating up our producer, Mikey B. So that should be good. So that's it. So we're rocking and rolling.
We're rocking and rolling all live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. And as we hit the airwaves here, we're roughly, 9 hours away from the final in Cleveland last night. Watched a lot of that game, the Cavs and the Bucks. Kevin Love back, no Ty Lue. And a little hiccup late with Milwaukee getting a little closer than they would like in that fourth quarter. But LeBron was great. The Cavs played pretty well again. But it's just another one of these things for this team that they just can't ever be one full, succinct unit to like figure out what they are.
Like a cohesive unit, yeah.
They can't always, do it.
It's like this drama, this cloud is just there with them in all these different situations. I mean, we heard Ty Lue is stepping away from the Cavs to deal with some health issues, which is, you know, we hope he's okay, obviously. That's first and foremost, you know. So we know that. To your point, as you said, you know, the Cavs did beat the Bucks 124-117. I mean, and Kevin Love, broken hand Jones, whatever is going on with his hand, what do you mean, like 18, 19 points?
18 points, seven rebounds in 25 minutes. They're missing 6 weeks.
Yeah, wow. So that's impressive. But the Ty Lue situation, you know, it just goes to show you, again, not, I mean, I don't know the guy from a hole in the wall, but is it a stress thing, right? Is it just a job? Is it all, you know what I mean? Like, is that just hanging on you? You know, that's the difficulties with these guys with these high-pressure jobs. You see it even outside of sports, in the finance world, these guys that move in all these millions of dollars. I couldn't relate to that, but I get it. You know, like, these guys are
just
under a lot of pressure.
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands, yeah. Surgeons and stuff like that. All people, you know, with stressful jobs. Well, if you're the head coach of an NBA team with a guy named LeBron James on it, that makes it even more difficult.
Well, this is the stuff, too, that bothers me sometimes, too, and I don't know where you stand on, like, the idea of resting players and taking a night off and, you know, playing too many games in too many days. And everyone always goes, oh, you know, you're a professional athlete, you're playing a game, and you're traveling first class on your private jet, everybody's taking care of you, which is all true, but still, it comes down to playing, exerting yourself to extreme levels over and over and over again, sometimes in a different city within 18 hours,
yeah.
And the job never, never ends. Now, the players, they'll go to practice, and then they'll go home and do whatever, nap, play a video game,
right.
you know, mess around with their buddies, come in, play the game, go out afterwards, go home and sleep. But the coaches are constantly working. They're constantly watching film. They're constantly in meetings. They're there before the players. They stay after the players are gone. And as cushy as things might be and as well-paid as these guys might be, it doesn't take away from the fact that you can run yourself into the ground doing these jobs.
Absolutely.
And Ty Lue seems to be in bad shape. Chest pains that he admitted to. He's reportedly coughed up blood during this.
Mm.
Three times this year, he couldn't go back on the court during a game because he didn't feel well. So, I mean, he's got to get this thing figured out. And it just shows you, like, you have to, no matter what, you got to take care of yourself. And sometimes going home and sleeping is what you need to do.
Yeah, you do. I mean, absolutely. I know coming from the industry I'm
from pro wrestling,
we had no off season, right?
Right.
So we were on the road grinding.
And they took care of you. I mean, you traveled well.
We traveled
but
well.
Still.
Yeah, no, we did. I mean, we didn't, you know, we didn't all travel first class. A lot of guys did, some didn't. You know, you had enough miles you could upgrade with no problem. That's what would happen. But, you know, you're getting, you know, really nice rental cars. You're staying in nicer hotels. But you're not home. I mean, you're on the road.
Right.
You go on the road and like 10 days sometimes, 9 days, then you're home for like 2 days. And what do you got to do when you're home? You got to train. You got to lift. You got to make sure you're eating right. It's a lifestyle. It's not a job. Same thing with pro athletes in season. They don't have time to just, you know, let your body just reset itself. And I know my son's dealing with it as a college athlete. He's like, you know, we're in the middle of the season right now, and all the players just want one day to go home.
Yeah.
It's not that they miss home so much. They just... It's nonstop. Everybody's home for spring break. They're in a weight room. They're on the field. You know
right.
what I mean? They're traveling. You know, so point is, to your point, you're right, you know, AB. It's like you don't get a chance to get a break. The athletes get a teeny break, but the coaches definitely get no break. You know, I get it. And we saw what it was years ago. What's his name? Urban Meyer. What was it? It was when he
left Florida.
Florida. And I thought it was, I thought he was at Utah, then he went to Florida. Right. He was at Florida. Same deal, right? It was a stress thing. So LeBron James touched on this topic here of Ty Lue, and let's see what James has to say. The king.
The health is the most important with everything in life. I'm not surprised by it at all. Well, I knew he was struggling, but he was never not himself. You know, he was just dealing with it the best way he could. So, but he was never not himself, you know, when he was around. Obviously, you know, once you leave the gym and things of that nature, when he goes home and things, we don't know, but... You know, he was, you know, the same every single day, even though he was going through what he was going through.
Well, now, that's what they... Okay, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, apparently, too, he's been so bad, but he wouldn't have made this decision. The team finally said, dude, you need to get this figured out. You can't continue like this. He was not going to back away. He was not going to pull the ripcord on this and take himself out of the equation. He was going to try and push through it. And then finally the team said, you know, this is too serious. You can't ignore these things.
No, and that team there, I mean, like to your point earlier in the top of the segment, you were saying, man, that Cavalier team, there's always some, it's like their business has never stayed in the locker room. So that makes it even more stressful for the head coach.
Right.
And you got the biggest elephant in the room in pro sports right now is obviously LeBron James. He's on your team. And, you know, everybody feels like, well, LeBron's been the coach, not Ty Lue, you know. So that, too, that stress has got to add to it, that he's got that gun-to-the-head mentality, you know, Ty Lue.
Which is also what kind of bothered me yesterday. I heard people, I read on Twitter, people kind of making jokes like this was LeBron winning some kind of battle with Lue that Ty was stepping. And I get that to a certain extent based on the history of LeBron and this organization and previous head coaches.
Right.
Obviously, David Blatt comes to mind right away, at least most recently. But, I mean, when you read that Ty Lue has chest pains, and then you read later on that he's coughing up blood, and then we saw him most recently on Saturday not come out of the locker room and finish coaching an NBA game, if your first thought is to connect this to, like, LeBron winning a power struggle, I mean, there are better times and places to be funny and snarky. Like, no. This is a real-life thing here.
Yeah, look, I don't want to sit and say it has nothing to do with LeBron. Of course, and I'm making that point. He brings
the stress might be from LeBron.
Yeah,
but the decision to go home yesterday for a week or so is not LeBron, like a pseudo firing.
Correct. And I don't blame LeBron. I'm not blaming LeBron. I'm just saying when you're the coach of a team with this type of guy on it, you know, that's why if you look at like just the flip, and I always think of when I think of LeBron, this might sound weird to a lot of people. It might sound right to people. When I think of LeBron and I think of other pro athletes in sports, right away I think of Tom Brady. Because he's the only guy I can equate and think of that's at that elite level of LeBron in his perspective sport, you know. And you look at the way Belichick, no one ever thinks that Tom Brady's running that team. You know Bill Belichick's running that team. You know that. You know what I mean? And with Ty Lue, it was never like this. So that's the thing. I think that a Belichick, he's not going to allow it to happen. I'm not getting on a guy like Lue. I hope he gets healthy first and foremost. That's not what I'm doing. What I'm saying is, if you let some of these ultra ego, super famous, elite megastars like a Brady, like a LeBron, if you let them take over the team, they'll do it inadvertently without even trying.
Right.
Because they're look at this thing with the Guerrero, the strength coach, his personal nutritionist, whatever the heck he was. I mean, Belichick, you know, he put a bullet in that. No, it's not happening. Done. And sure, Brady was probably boo-boo facing. He was probably pissed, right? But don't matter. Belichick's the boss. It ain't going to happen. You know, so I think Lue was a little different. And I think that's why some people might be blaming LeBron. But you can't blame LeBron. He's a competitor, you know. They want to win, you know. So
yeah, I mean, he makes the job tougher, but the way Jordan and others made those jobs tougher because they demand so much and they expect so much. And I'm not absolving LeBron of being the perfect employee and the perfect player, the perfect teammate. I mean, he certainly seems to have his moments where he gets a little too carried away. And to make jokes yesterday in the wake of somebody having serious health issues, I just think it's sometimes we can be better than what we are in this profession.
Well, that's social media, right?
I guess.
It's Low Brown Jones. You know, that's what happens. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's flat out wrong. I mean, you know. I mean, I notice stress. I get stress here. I mean, it's tough for me to sometimes come on. Yeah, I know sometimes you got to.
And I blame Mike B, I mean, directly for your stress.
I blame him. Yes. Yeah, Moose sometimes has to get the task. Come on, you got to go on. No, I don't want to. I can't take it. I can't take the stress of Mikey B yelling at me in my headset.
I have been surprised that if anyone was going to cave to the deficiencies of Mike, I would have thought it was Moose. I feel like you would have been immune to these things, a professional.
I know.
You know, you're a man, you drive big trucks and listen to rock music and don't care about skill predictions.
Right. Air horns, everything.
Yeah. So I figure you would just push through those hurdles and knock them down and crush them, but sometimes they crush you.
They do. And guys like Mikey B are intimidating. Cat lovers, men that love cat, but I digress.
Is intimidating the right word?
Come on, man.
Maybe
no.
Not intimidating.
No, it's not, right?
Maybe disturbing. That's my opinion.
So. It is a little disturbing. There is, to me, a LeBron-Brady connection that we're going to make here after our next time out in terms of how these two aging superstars keep themselves on the field, plus the latest game of who's dumber than whom back in the NBA. But real quick, Warriors and Spurs last night, Golden State played without Curry, without Durant, without Klay Thompson again, and then Draymond Green got kneed in the you-know-where and did not return.
Called the yam bag.
Is that what it's called?
People call it that. That's kind of my routine, but I digress. Continue.
No, I have not studied and memorized the entire Taz show vocabulary. I knew
it's
there
a
was
a lot.
Yeah, no, I knew there was something
it's a lot
for that area. I just didn't know what it was.
There's a lot, bro.
So in the yam bag?
So yeah, big shot.
That's what he took last night. Did not come back. So they had dudes who maybe most of you had never heard of before, plus Zaza Pachulia and Andre Iguodala, and they scored 75 points in losing in San Antonio last night. I'm far less concerned with them than I am with the Cavaliers. Like, the Warriors will get healthy, I assume, and have at least three of those All-Stars on the floor and will be okay.
How about the luck of that? Hold on. How about the luck of that for Golden State, that those three guys out at the same time? Like, at this point in the year, though, I'm just saying. But I agree with you. I think they're going to be, you know, fine, dandy.
Cavs, though, I'm not so sure, because they need practice time. They need games to figure things out, and they keep going stretches here where they don't have everybody on the floor. Now they don't have their head coach. And I'm not – normally I would be fine with, hey, once the playoffs get here, you flip that switch and you go. But I don't know that they're going to become a drastically different defensive team once we get to April and May, and that's going to be an issue against Toronto and Boston.
Yeah, and you know what? Totally. I mean, and the Cavs right now sitting in third in the East. Okay, obviously Toronto's first, Boston's in second. But the thing is, man, to your point – it seems like once they added Clarkson and Nance, these guys, like, we all thought that this was going to be, all right, here we go, the resurgence and all that. And it really, they showed glimpses of that, AB. They have, but it just kind of, it's not, you know, I guess getting rid of, we heard in the beginning of the year, there's all these bad seeds on a team, and then they got rid of these guys and all these egos and all this stiff and stuff. And, well, LeBron didn't want these guys. Okay, maybe that's all true. Who knows? Well, that was behind closed doors. At the end of the day, they injected these new cats. It looked great in the beginning, and now it's like a little funky.
Yeah. You know? And one of the under-discussed secrets in the NBA is teams just don't practice. You play so many games.
You play so much.
Traveling. You don't have practices where you can actually install things and work on stuff. There's just so much. There's just maintenance and quick scouts for the next game that you just don't have the ability to sit in. Even Kevin Love said it last night, like, we haven't been healthy enough to practice, so I've been trying to get back on the court since Friday, hoping to get an actual, like, full 5-on-5 kind of scrimmage
just play,
in.
Get in a rhythm.
That never
again.
Happened. So what I do, I came back in an NBA game, basically from scratch last night.
And that's it. That's the grind of the NBA. It's nonstop, just like Taz and Moose's show right here. We got AB sitting in here for Mark Belusis. We're going to go to break. When we come back from break, we will talk a little bit about pet dinosaurs. And if you want to give a call to the show, I should say 855-212-4227. Maybe you have thoughts about LeBron, about Ty Lue, about the Cavs. Feel free to call. Taz and the Moose. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, we're back here, Taz and the Moose. And I am Taz, and... all right, we got now, it's a cool situation here because AB is sitting in for Mark Belusis today, and AB is also our Steam Sports Update guy. So AB had to go to his position. He's setting up that position. Before we do that, he's made his way over to that position. He's in his Sports Update position. And
a whole new demeanor over here, maybe a new voice.
Yes, now we'll go 3-2-1, Sports Update with AB.
Taz, Andrew, thanks so much. Your report's brought to you by Werner Ladder. Werner, the official ladder of NCAA March Madness and the official ladder of professional contractors everywhere. Werner, number one in ladders. No Ty Lue, but Kevin Love was back, and LeBron was LeBron last night in Cleveland.
Off the Bledsoe for a three, no good. LeBron grabs the weak side rebound, took it away from Adetokounmpo. As LeBron now weaves his way out of danger over the timeline to the foul line down the lane. He hammers it home. Oh, goodness.
John Michael, Cavs radio. LeBron putting the finishing touches on a 40-point, 12-rebound, 10-assist performance and a 124-117 decision over the Bucks. Love had 18 points in 25 minutes after missing 6 weeks with a broken hand, all after Lou took a leave of absence to get healthy. He reportedly hopes to be back next week. Elsewhere, the Spurs down the Warriors last night, 89-75 in San Antonio. Golden State didn't have Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, or Klay Thompson. Then Draymond Green left with a bruised pelvic area in the second quarter. For the Spurs, their fourth straight win, it moves them up to fifth in the Western Conference, a half game better than Utah and New Orleans. LaMarcus Aldridge, 33 points and 12 rebounds. The Pacers down the Lakers, 110-100. The Sixers got by the Hornets, 108-94, 25 points and 19 rebounds for Joel Embiid. And the Heat beat the Nuggets, 149-141. That one went to double overtime. Kelly Olynyk, 30 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists off the bench for Miami. The Yankees and Red Sox reportedly on the verge of playing two games in London next June. It would be baseball's first games in Europe after playing in Japan, Australia, and Mexico. Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner has a broken left wrist thanks to a hit by pitch yesterday in Arizona. Turner reportedly out through April. And the Diamondbacks have confirmed that Zach Greinke will not start opening day because of the groin stiffness he dealt with in a start last week. From the NFL, the Chargers signing former Dolphins center Mike Pouncey and former Lions head Eric Ebron joins the Colts. Rhode Island basketball coach Dan Hurley reportedly considering offers from UConn and Pitt, and depending on your source, he may be leaning towards the Huskies. And from the NHL, the Columbus Blue Jackets won their eighth straight last night, 5-4 in OT in Boston. Olympic star Ryan Donato had a goal and two assists in his Bruins debut. And now I walk.
Well, so now this is an awkward situation because now AB will walk from the update position towards his broadcast position where he's guest co-hosting. He just banged into a wall. Watch that wall. He's not using this one area, so it's weird for him. I'll take this moment to say Vin Parisi, college basketball analyst, Fox Sports and SNY Sports. He will be in studio with us today in a little while, so we're looking forward to have Vin in the studio here with us. And you're listening to Taz and Moose across CBS Sports Radio, our great affiliates, and on CBS Sports app, on the radio.com app, on Sirius 213, XM 201, and the Sirius XM app, channel 961. AB's been sitting for about 30 seconds, and the music's still playing.
Check one, please. check one, two, check one.
Music.
This is bogus.
Stop the music. Thank you, sir.
Taz, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Come in,
and
Taz.
AB's back. So we were talking about the Cavaliers, which is always just riveting, or just listen or watch the Cavaliers. There's always something going on. We talked about the unfortunate situation where Ty Lue stepping away from the Cavs right now to deal with health issues. I also heard that LeBron apparently gained like 7 pounds. He gained 7 pounds in a playoff game?
Yeah, the Cavs have provided two of the dumber stories that we're dealing with today. This
well,
one is one of
yeah,
them.
This is one of them.
Yeah, and this is where I mentioned before the LeBron-Brady connection. We've got Brady and his avocado toast and the book and the Facebook documentary where we learn how he continues
right.
to be Tom Brady.
Well, it's just Tom Brady.
Keep himself on the field. And now Brian Windhorst at ESPN details how LeBron keeps LeBron healthy and all of these physical marvels about LeBron and overcoming broken ankles and, you know, tuberculosis to play well in NBA games. And apparently, and this is backed up by people who saw the
right.
scale, that he gained 70. He went from 271
oh
to
God.
278 in a game, in a playoff game with the Heat. Now, that just doesn't seem possible based on my very nominal
Maybe
knowledge of biology.
Scale might have been off. I mean, how does that happen?
Well, so Deadspin brought in some, like, crazy biologist, exercise scientist, and said that now.
Nick, hold on. They're called exercise physiologists.
They might be. I don't know if this gentleman was.
That's what they are.
So he said, now it is possible at times there is an anomaly among marathon runners that they can actually gain a couple of pounds during a race if they overhydrate. And it normally happens because if you're me and you, and you're like running a marathon, a regular person, you read like the suggestions for like what the guy that the elite runners do.
Well, if you're running a marathon, I'll tell you what
so
you
like
do.
They sweat out.
You eat like 2-3 pounds of linguine.
Yeah, but it's not about that. It's
okay.
about you sweat out like blah 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 liters of water during the race. So you're
of
supposed
course.
To you're supposed to put that back in you. However, you and
why?
Me,
excuse me, I have to stop you.
Yeah, please go ahead.
You're doing it's just
it's
far
just
from
science.
Far from a soundbite by you.
Yeah.
But listen, so you're sitting next to a man who got way past struggling to play Little League like you. You
right.
do realize that.
Yeah.
So you're telling me about hydration and...
Are you a marathon runner?
I've ran a lot. Now
Have
I
you
run
run 26 miles in one sitting?
Well, my house is big. From the couch to the fridge, it could be a haul. I'm just telling you, maybe 40 yards.
Okay.
Not 26 miles. But I've run my share of laps, sprints, and Indian runs. But anyway, continue.
So here's your soundbite. It doesn't seem possible that LeBron gained weight. He would have had to drank like gallons of water and then not played in the game so that all of that
Crazy,
water
right?
stayed in his system and gained those 7 pounds. So broken scale is probably the real explanation here. And I don't need to know about what LeBron
right,
gained
right.
during an NBA game because it doesn't. you necessarily are, matter.
You do it all. You can guest host. You can co-host, I should say. You can also be an update guy.
Science.
You're a scientist.
I'm a scientist.
You're a stud, my friend.
I can also tell you that CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at geico.com.
Hey, Tony in Portland, you are on with Taz and Amusa. You got AB sitting in here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tom?
Hey, good morning, Taz. Thanks for taking my call. Great to talk to you. Love your work on and out of the ring.
Thank you.
Very professional.
Thank you, sir.
AB is helping you out. I just want to talk a little less about LeBron, a little more about the Portland Trailblazers. They're on fire, man.
They are. And, you know, there's not a bunch of people talking about the you've been like a lifelong Blazers fan?
Yes, sir. We won it back in 77. I was only 2 years old. So we're due, man. We're on fire, man. We just bring on all the teams, man. Even the East Coast, bring on the Raptors for the championship. We're ready, man.
Well, you guys are sitting in third there, you know, you're looking good. I mean, I got to say, you're looking good there in the West. Oh, yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens. And thanks for calling, Tony. I appreciate the love.
Tony, batten down the hatches. Is Portland okay? That was a lot of wind in the background.
Well,
there.
No, he's busy. He's actually, obviously, he probably...
Is he in a sidecar of a motorcycle? What's going on?
I don't know. He might be in a sidecar. That's a good point. He could be working at a windmill factory. I think that's what he does. He does windmills. Windmill! He's just this constant spinning of windmills. I mean, that could be what's going on there. I'm not sure. You get a lot of the people call the show here. Things like that happen, you'll see, AB, throughout the broadcast.
I should listen more. I'm sitting outside.
Well, you know what happens when you're sitting outside and you're causing problems, but we won't get into that. You're a little bit of a troublemaker. That's okay. You've probably been like that since you're a little kid.
I'm listening to yesterday's DA show just for to enjoy it the second time through.
But no, Tony makes a good point about Portland. No one's
Blazers?
Really talking about, you know, look, there's not you don't have that polarizing guy on the Blazers. That's the thing, you know what I mean?
Well, they do get stuck in playing so late, and all of our West Coast attention ends up being on the Warriors, whether they're rolling people or right now battling with 3.5 All-Stars out of their starting lineup. And I get where he's coming from here. I think Damian Lillard should be talked about, not actually voted the MVP. I mean, he's having a stellar season.
No, he's great.
CJ McCollum's a really good, you know, secondary option. Yusuf Nurkic all of a sudden is dropping double-doubles left and right. So, you know, the Blazers are legit. I just don't think they're as legit as Golden State and Houston, and that's the problem. We can talk about them, but only to a certain extent, because I don't think that they can beat either one of those teams 4 times in 7 games.
Right. Can we talk about dinosaurs? I want to talk about dinosaurs.
Please.
You know about this, right?
Well, this makes me miss Kyrie Irving. Let's say that.
Just go ahead.
So Jordan Clarkson, now of the Cleveland...
This is just crazy.
Yeah, now the Cleveland Cavaliers, appeared on the Richard Jefferson Channing Fry podcast, which began when they were Cavalier teammates. And now Fry is not there anymore. I actually don't know where either one of them exists in the NBA, Mike.
What we do not plug other people's...
well,
content.
We're going to steal their audio right now. We probably should have listened to
Okay, maybe
where
we should
from.
Then, if we're going to steal their audio.
So,
well, just borrow. They're going to use their audio.
We're going to paraphrase. So Jordan,
we should plug them, by the way.
Jordan Clarkson is on with these two guys, and I guess they've had the flat earth dinosaur existence conversation before. And Jordan Clarkson goes, I don't believe in dinosaurs. Oh, wait, yes, I do.
Yes.
What I think they were.
This is funny.
Were the, you know, how we have dogs and cats now.
Right.
They were the pets of super big humans.
Yes, and I have to say, I think
he meant it.
He did mean it, and I think he's right.
Oh, wait, you think he's right?
I think he's right. I know it sounds,
okay, so
I know
I'm
it
leaving.
Sounds crazy. No, because,
it does.
You know, and by the way, we're not playing the sound. I just put my foot down. We are not playing the sound
from
that other guy's podcast. Until he plays the sound of the Taz Show or Taz and the Moose, we're not playing the sound. But I believe in what Jordan Clarkson's saying about these giant men having giant pets. And it should be dinosaurs for guys that are, you know, over what? Let's see, 6'5". I mean, you know what I mean? That should be. This guy's just about 6'5". He is 6'5", Jordan Clarkson. And he's a big man. But then you got guys that are 7 foot. Basketball players are humans, men and women that are giant. They shouldn't have small cats or dogs. They shouldn't have pets that are for regular-sized people. So what they should have is giant. Now, look at, like, you ever look, just a sidebar, quick note. You ever look at, like, you overheard this for years, right, that people look like their pets a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know, that's a true story. You know, people look like their pets. I grew up with Rottweilers. I was at a Rottweiler. Well, some people say he looked like a little bit of a Rottweiler, dude. Thanks. That's what I say. You look at Mikey B. He loves Leon the Cat. I mean, it's awkward. His social media accounts, he's tweeting, retweeting cat accounts. It's just, the whole thing's weird.
I'll take it.
And Mikey B. looks like...
I can't believe an accomplished woman likes you. I've said that before, but I mean...
You're talking to Mikey,
she has,
right?
Yeah, she has an advanced degree. Yeah,
I don't want to
get smacked in the face.
She makes a lot of money. And she sits and watches you like a cat more than her.
Well, the cat is gorgeous, so if I look like him, I'll take it. Very handsome.
Yeah,
handsome Jones.
You got handsome Jones, but you guys look alike. But see, that's what I mean. Like, he looks like Leon, Mike. And the thing is, a lot of people look like Pete the Body. Do you have a pet?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. Well done.
Yes.
I can't. Thank you.
Yeah.
His pet is mole, the other side of his mole, mouth that he speaks out of when he's on from 9 to the noon with AB. So,
both ends.
No, but I can see what Jordan Clarkson's saying.
How?
Because it's funny if you're a giant man.
No.
It's great.
Okay, he wasn't saying it'd be cool if back in the day there were 19-foot men that had a T-Rex on a leash, or that the Michael Vick of 3 million years ago got arrested for fighting T-Rexes across state lines.
Yeah, yeah.
He said that he assumes that there were these huge people that kept dinosaurs as pets. Like, he made a factual...
So he means, like, cavemen?
No, he means that there used to be giant humans, like, bigger than Jordan, not seven
Like people
footers.
From the 1920s?
No, like, people who were, like, 20 feet tall. Like Jack from the, you know, Jack and the Beanstalk dudes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, well, come back to me, Taz. Step away from the Jordan Clarkson.
Look, Jordan Clarkson, he went to an esteemed school. He went to, you know, Missouri. It's a good school. I don't know what they're teaching there in the study of rocks and bones or dinosaurs. What do you call that, though, when you study...
Dinosaur rocks.
No, there's a...
It's not geology, because dinosaurs predate
geography.
That.
No, that's
not
math.
It's not like math. A little archaeology to dig
archaeology.
Them up a little bit.
There it
maybe.
Is, archaeology Jones. Yeah, so that's part of the situation.
It's Indiana Jones, but thank you.
I didn't think it. Indiana Jones. That's a hack. They hacked me. But I could see. Look, I'm taking Jordan.
Stop. Yeah, paleontologist. Thank you, Mike. Stop saying that you can see this.
There's nothing
to see here.
But it's funny.
It's funny because he's an idiot.
No, he's not an idiot. Listen, how about this? How about if we back it up a little bit to this day and age? If people are big people, thick, heavy guys, should only allow to buy bulldogs.
All right, I'll go with you in this human to pet like rationality kind of thing here.
I love that topic.
That you shouldn't have like a little poodle. I'll give you that.
Like, what kind of animal should you have?
I mean, I want like a husky in Alaska.
No, you're too small. I think you would
have. I disagree.
You're just too small. You would need an Irish setter or maybe a golden lab. Hi, I'm AB. I have a golden lab.
I'm a little tougher than you're giving me credit for right now.
No, you're not. Mikey B, we know he's at the Leon. I think that Pete the Body would definitely go...
Something angry.
Yeah, he'd have probably some sort of a bull mastiff I would see him with.
That'd be perfect for me.
Yeah, a Sharpei with the chins. Not that you have a lot of chins, but like the skin, that loose skin. Not that you have loose skin. I'm burying you right now.
Thanks,
appreciate it. I don't even mean to do this. I'm burying the poor guy. But yeah, no, it'd be interesting. I mean, what kind of pets do you think people should look like? Or people should have pets that they look like? That's a good topic. That's funny. 855-212-4227. You go that route. You agree with Jordan Clarkson. So he's saying that these Jack and the Beanstalk era guys, that's why these dinosaurs are around, because they were their pets. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, he said that he made up an entire... division of paleontology, that there used to be huge people who had dinosaurs as pets.
Okay, I'm in. You're not. That's fine. And
yeah, I am out. No, I couldn't be outer.
No, that's all right. Outer's
or
not a word.
Under or over, whatever your terminology would be here.
You are over, AB. If you weren't over, you wouldn't be allowed to sit with me right now. But we're going to break, and we'll come back from break. We'll see what you people think. You people. You buying Jordan Clarkson. And also, Penny's back. Penny is back in college. 855-212-4227. Taz and the Moose right here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, we're back here right now. You want to give the call show? You want to give the show a call? I should say, take two. You can do that 855-212-4227, 855 212-4227. We're on the CBS Sports app, radio.com app, all our great affiliates across the country. Hello, right here, Taz and the Moose. Every day, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, and also on Sirius 213, XM 201, Sirius XM app, channel 961. In a little while, we'll have Vin Parisi, college basketball analyst, Fox Sports, SNY Sports in studio. I've got AB Andrew Bogus sitting in for Mark Belusis. And the question is, man, I mean, about this whole thing with the dinosaurs, we were getting into that chat, which I just...
Welcome
I'm still
back
stuck
to the sports
on.
Show.
I can't help it.
We're talking dinosaurs.
Jordan Clarkson, he started it. Clarkson started it, but it's crazy, yeah. But look, it's funny to me that athletes that are... if you're in the forefront, you can basically... You can say whatever you want if you're an athlete and get people talking about it.
Right.
Especially if you're a good athlete and Clarkson is. You know, so you can get people talking, which to me is, that's great. That's awesome. You can say whatever you want and get people buzzing.
I guess it's great. I
but
mean, I
Lane
prefer
Kiffin,
to
he does the stupidest stuff on his Twitter and people talk about it.
Right. I mean, I would prefer to have intellectual conversations at times, or at least ones that don't involve making up an entire group of men that didn't exist to have dinosaurs as pets. Like, it would be cool if Jordan Clarkson had something useful to say, or something less idiotic to say than that.
Well,
but I mean, it is entertaining that somebody thinks that. I mean, good for him, I guess. Somewhere along the lines, I wish he would have paid attention to, you know, like facts and science a little more. But I mean, to each his own, right? I mean, we all have some. I've certainly said and believed some dumb things. Nothing, I think, to this extent. But
I never have
us,
personally.
No,
I've never done that.
Obviously.
Never in my life. I'm just no, I never have. I was just during a break. I will say, complete side note. I was looking at the weather.
Yeah.
And yes, we got more snow, more nor'easters coming. It's like we live in Alaska here in New York. This is like Alaska. No offense to anybody in Alaska, but it's crazy. So, the snow's coming. It's everywhere on the Northeast, and it's nonstop. And today's the first day of spring. Happy spring, everybody!
Yeah, and this has come up off the air as we were walking in the studio. Like, I've got a lot of patience for weather people because what they're trying to do is nearly impossible, and I think they actually do it better than people give them credit for. But the alert I just got on my phone that said 4 to 15 inches of snow.
Yeah,
I mean,
kind of
we could rein that in just a little bit.
I mean,
okay,
really,
guys, come on. That's nothing.
Yeah,
that's not
helpful. I could give you, I mean, I could do that. I mean, what is that? I mean, you know, bring your A-game weather people. They all stink. Let's be honest. They got all these satellites and they stink. But I'm not here to talk about weather, AB, neither are you. Okay, it's a sports show, damn it.
Sports
only. This is just a sports show. Sometimes we veer off and talk weather. That happens.
Did we plug the social media aspect of this show the way Mikey B would like us to do?
Well, of course, I can do that. At Taz and the Moose is the official Twitter account of the Taz, of the, almost said the Taz show, of Taz and the Moose. Obviously, that's the gimmick on that. You got the Instagram, the IG, as we call it, at Taz and the Moose. You can follow us there. We need help on that. I am at official Taz with one Z. Why don't you plug yours? Because I don't even know yours.
Yeah,
I don't even know what you are.
People do. You know what? I've got one of the fancy check marks. I'm nine followers away from 6,000. Thanks for asking.
Bruh.
And I got a tweet from at Scotty Mann that said, so I guess the Flintstones were a documentary coming off our dinosaur conversation.
Well,
good for Scotty.
Yeah,
I think he and I are on the same page of disbelief at the moment.
Yeah, I hear you. You said how many followers do you have?
Almost 6,000.
How do you have a verification blue check with that?
Because I'm me. It's not the verification is not just about the number of followers.
The massive popularity.
I'm a source of news.
Oh wow!
I provide news to America. People need to know that it's coming from me, so it's actually news.
Well, I guess that's how you got verified. I mean,
plus I asked.
No, you begged Twitter. Please, I need a blue check.
Listen, I can't walk away from this. It meant a lot to me to get that blue check.
Yeah, well, that's good.
It really did.
That
was a proud day for me.
It should. Okay, back to talking about hoops. By the way, also during the break, I was looking. Yahoo. Just straight Yahoo Jones. Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, as we are live at 6:48 a.m. Eastern Time. The number 7 trending worldwide topic right now are the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Of course.
How intriguing. That's what I mean. So when you have a caller calling about, well, the Portland Trailblazers are great, blah, 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 no one's talking about them. It's not that they're not great. It's just that the Cavs, it's just a polarizing the team, the subjects involved. It just never ends.
No. I assume Penny Hardaway is not trending at the Yahoo.com at the moment.
No, we'll get to talking to him at the top of the hour, by the way.
But Penny. He will in Memphis. Yes, Vin Parisi will join us loosely at the top of hour number two here in studio on Taz and the Moose.
I get all the memos and demos.
But Penny's going to be the new head coach at Memphis. And Becky Hammon's not going to be the new head coach at Colorado State.
Yeah, what happened there?
Fantastic. I mean, if you don't know Becky Hammon, one of the best women's players of all time right now is a full-fledged assistant in San Antonio, the first in the NBA, and is been rumored to have other or talked up to be a head coach soon.
Right.
Colorado State, she went there, fires Larry Eustace. She has real conversations with the AD about taking that job and then doesn't. And I actually think, and again, this is all from the outside looking in, but I'm glad she said no, because this is going to be an historical moment when she takes a head coaching job, and she's going to.
Oh, I agree.
And you don't want it to not work the first time, because that just hurts the entire process. And to your alma mater, dying for success. I don't even know if, being a head coach, we're just discussing with Ty Lue, I don't even know if she's ready. Everyone says she is, but maybe she's not yet. And if she's not, and you go there and the expectations are so high and it doesn't work, and a change has to happen, then where do we go on, down this road of equality and working more women into the,
right,
the stupid chauvinistic side of sports? So I'm kind of glad that Becky, I guess, is being really picky in what her next big job is.
I think, AB, you make a great point, and I agree. It's very important what Becky does and how and when and what job she takes, because, look, man, I've said it before out here. I've said it on my other show, too, on the Taz Show. First impressions are last, and they're everything. And it really is. It's very important to come out of the box, not just swinging, but knocking people down if you're Becky Hammon. So, it's a sensitive thing, because once she gets rolling, and just imagine, I just on a side note, I don't want to come off. I don't mean this to sound chauvinistic. It's not what I'm trying to do. I'm not saying I couldn't, as an athlete, play for a woman. I'm not saying I couldn't. It would be an adjustment. So I think for any male athlete, it would be an adjustment, I think, at that level. I just think it would be an adjustment. Just that I was raised not to curse around women and not to act like a jerk. Around men, I act like a complete animal. That's how I am. I have low class. But around women, I'm the highest class. I mean, I speak very
nothing
nice.
Nothing but gentlemen.
I speak like a gentleman.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, as an athlete, sometimes in locker rooms, you can hear some people with potty mouths, and there could be some crazy stuff in the locker room, all jocularity and sophomoricism. That can happen.
Now, I do think, though, that college is probably the better avenue for any, this kind of trailblazing hire, because I think you've got a little more power behind you as a college coach, because you're more in charge than the players are the NBA. When they're in charge, if that frontline guy is, has some stupid thoughts, right, like, I'm not listening to a woman, who are you?
Oh.
Like, then all bets are off. But in college, it's different, and obviously they're younger.
It's the student athletes, they're younger, right?
Yeah,
right.
And you're in charge, they're not. So I think that certainly is probably the right path in general for her to go, to get that first head coaching job.
Yes.
But again, and this on one hand looked perfect because it's her school, but on the other, that makes it so much more dangerous to take it and have it not work and then take a step back maybe.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But just to back up a teeny bit, it is interesting. Like, you see a lot of girls, younger girls as athletes, a lot of times they'll play a sport where a male is a coach.
Right.
A dad or maybe somebody from the town, or as they get into high school or middle school, whatever. And not all the time, but you'll see that with a female basketball team or a youth female soccer team. But it's not all the time with young boys, where there's a woman as a coach. You know what I mean? So I think it's a double standard. It totally is. It's just unique. But with someone to the level and the credibility and the status of a Becky Hammon, whatever she ends up doing, she's definitely legit, and I'm sure she'll flourish. But I think you're right. She's picking her spots, which is smart.
And obviously learning from the greatness in San Antonio, Greg Popovich and the rest of his staff, I mean, that's training that you can't buy.
No, you can't buy. No, under somebody like that, I mean, I agree. So it'll be interesting to see how it evolves. But it's good, AB. You're doing a pretty good job.
Sitting here with
Taz,
Pete's staring at me.
Well, Pete hates you. I mean, that's part of the issue. So he just doesn't like you.
Does he hate me, or is he just generally anti other people?
He just hates you. So we're going to go to break. That's right. And Taz and the Moose continue a little bit. What's the deal? What's your thoughts on the whole Penny? Penny going back to college. 855-212-4227. Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.